This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, October 2nd, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The University of Arkansas Theater presents 33 variations through October 7th at the University Theater Fine Arts Center in Fayetteville. This play examines Beethoven's Diabelli variations and the journey of a musicologist to discover why Beethoven was compelled to write 33 variations on a simple theme. Tickets and more information are available at 575-3946.
On this edition of Ozarks, an update on the implementation of Common Core in Arkansas classrooms. This year, 3rd through 8th grades are adding the curriculum, plus Circle of Life Hospice expands in Benton County.
But first, the city of Bentonville will hold its annual City Expo tonight. Bentonville Mayor Bob McCaslin says this is the fifth year for the annual event aimed at raising civic awareness among residents.
We brought in several departments that the public normally would not see, such as our information technology department, our legal department, our utility billing folks that work behind the scenes. Literally the entire city of 400 employees representing every department and every service that the city provides to residents, businesses, and visitors on a daily basis, and just to let them be better acquainted with what we do. And I guess my goal is to let them better see what their tax dollars do and hopefully go away more informed.
The City Expo is from 5 to 7 tonight at the Bentonville Public Library. In other Bentonville news, yesterday the city announced that the Bentonville Airport has been named the 2012 Arkansas Airport of the Year. The honor was bestowed on Louise M. Thaden Field during the Arkansas Airport Operators Annual Conference on September 25th. McCaslin says the honor is a nice recognition of renovations that have taken place during the past 5 years at the airport.
We had a devastating tornado in March of 2006 that took care of our terminal and some other ancillary buildings at the airport, and they were for sure out of date, and we were going to replace them. We just didn't know that the tornado would help us do that at a faster rate of speed. So they're recognizing the fact that we've made a commitment to our airport for general aviation, and we think that over a period of 5 years, the improvements are magnificent.
McCaslin says while the airport may be small, it has the distinct advantage of having a terminal within 10 minutes of the headquarters of the largest retailer in the world.
The Fayetteville Police Department released arrest statistics yesterday for this year's Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue event. Between Wednesday and early morning Sunday, police made 26 arrests inside the Dixon Street event area, and of those 26 arrests, 19 were local residents. According to a release by the department, the most common charge involved public intoxication and disorderly conduct, though there were two citations for a minor in possession of alcohol. And somewhat miraculously, only two citations were issued for engine revving, a violation of the city's noise ordinance. The Benton County Quorum Court tonight will continue working on the county's 2013 budget. County Judge Bob Kleinard says that 2013 will be a tough budget year.
We've got the EMS service that we're paying for that we're not sure exactly how that's going to come out. So that's a concern. Our jail receipts are down. We don't have as many reimbursements from the state for prisoners because of the state law they passed that eased up the regulations on putting people in jail. They're letting more people go on parole or ankle bracelets or whatever they're doing. And so it's decreased our jail population and therefore decreased our revenues.
The law the county judge is referring to is Act 570 of 2011, a law aimed at reducing prison overcrowding by offering parole or monitored release for some nonviolent offenders. The Quorum Court meeting begins at 5:30.
Police and sheriff's departments across the state of Arkansas are activating smart 911 networks to aid deputies, firefighters, and EMS when responding to 911 calls. Arkansas is the first state to offer the smart 911 service statewide. It's a database where individuals can enter information like a home address or a medical condition so first responders can more easily find someone and assess their condition when responding to a call. Last week, the Fort Smith Police Department activated its smart 911 system, citing the trend of residents switching to cellular phone versus landline phone services. According to a release by the department, dispatchers are provided with a phone number, name, and address from which a call was placed, if that call is made from a landline. But only the phone number, wireless carrier, and approximate location are given to dispatchers for calls made from a cell phone. This week, the Pulaski County Sheriff's Department is activating the system at its department. Pulaski County Sheriff spokesman Lieutenant Carl Minden says having someone's information preloaded when they call can be a crucial help in an emergency situation.
Most time when you call 911, it's because something bad's happened, to be honest. And a lot of times you're excited, you're not thinking right, you have a hard time even remember just the simplest information about yourself you may not be able to come up with. And if you have a profile set up and you call 911, it gives that information directly to the dispatcher, has all your base information. If you had something special they need to know, it's available as soon as you called.
Lieutenant Minden says people need to activate the service on their own, though. There's no requirement to do so. He says to sign up, go to smart911.com.
The University of Arkansas is stressing its international reputation for excellence as the university this morning announced a partnership between the college and a governmental agency in Panama. Under the agreement, the Walton College of Business will offer a degree program leading to a Master of Business Administration degree in Panama. The 13-month program will be taught by full-time Walton College faculty, mixing online and in-class sessions. Classes will be in four-week sessions with 32 hours of in-class instruction by faculty members, 16 hours online. Partnering with the U of A to offer the program is the Universidad de Panama in Panama City. Signing the agreement with Walton College Dean Eli Jones was Chancellor G. David Gerhardt, as well as Panama's National Secretary of Science, Technology, and Innovation, and the Panamanian President, Ricardo Martinelli. President Martinelli graduated from the U of A in 1973 with a bachelor's degree in business administration.
This week is Fall Cleanup Week in Siloam Springs, meaning that residents can get rid of spare appliances, furniture, mattresses, and used tires without rims. Electronics and e-waste must be taken to the city's solid waste transfer station on East Ashley. On Friday and Saturday, the city will accept household hazardous waste at the transfer station. More information is available on the city's website at SilomSprings.com.
After losing many of the games and trailing in wins in the Texas League North at the end of its fifth season, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals have been named the 2012 Texas League Organization of the Year. Although the team's on-field performance may not have been close to stellar in the latter half of the season, according to a release by the Springdale Chamber of Commerce, the team averaged more than 4,600 fans per game and an overall attendance of more than 321,000. The league honor comes as the Naturals are scheduled to host the Texas League All-Star Game next season.
Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 50 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low of 57 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, we'll have partly cloudy skies with a high of 73 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a high of 82 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy conditions in the evening, then clear with a low of 59 degrees in northwest Arkansas. In the River Valley, expect clear skies in the evening, then partly cloudy skies with a low of 63 degrees.